Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
You know, sometimes beautiful things happen on social media, particularly on X, once in a while, because you know X can be a very problematic platform. I remember the KFC wedding that we saw,
and then such a beautiful moment.
Beautiful moment. I mean, there was another bittersweet moment. The bitter part is obviously Brenda Ngoli. She showed a disturbing video of the problem she was having, you know, with her mom.
An ongoing altercation with her mother / family. Her mom has accused her of beating her up a good few times. And she says she was making the video just to show that there is no such thing. She's being falsely accused.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was actually quite distressing to watch.
Yeah, I remember we had her on the podcast. She had come in with an in-depth, you know, conversation. And she had spoken about how toxic the situation was at home. Her mom, her sister, even though she had been a breadwinner and pretty much built that house, you know. So I think hard times befell her. And as she moved back home, and then things obviously got worse, she made another video where it's pretty much a monologue of her explaining the situation. And yeah, she doesn't really look good at all, man. And then people decided to band together, and this is the sweet part of the bittersweet moment that we're seeing on Twitter right now. And people, I mean, obviously money will always help, you know, if you're not working. And by the way, she did not ask for donations.
True.
People, out of the goodness of their heart, decided, hey man, we've watched you as Vuyo Khatebe on SABC One's Home Affairs. I mean, she's represented the country at the Emmys when she was nominated. She's really a force and a talent.
She is.
And yeah, Mandy C. Chingana is the name, an influencer and someone on Facebook decided then to crowdfund donations, and people started giving money, and it amassed over 50,000 rands, which he paid over to Brenda Ngoli. He was very transparent. And then the Fergusons, man, they also donated 50,000 rands.
Nice.
Some say it's money they owe her, fairly.
Now is not the time.
Okay, yeah,
so now is not the time to grandstand.
Yeah, no. Hey.
But there will always be.
Yeah, no, there'll always be that one person or ofnyana, you know. But the conversation I want to have is around giving. You know, sometimes, Mr. Abantu Abamnyama, we don't necessarily choose a cause, right? To say, Guti, I'm going to donate for this cause and I'll send money over an EFT. However, we sometimes we do decide, maybe with when we're blessed a bit and we've got a bit of access, we'll give to other family.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I've seen, I remember someone on Twitter was giving away a fridge, and someone asked, don't you have family? Because we always have someone in the family, sometimes distant, who's needing of something. And I know with me, normally I first look at family. So recently I gave some studio equipment away, but there's no one in my family who makes, you know, who needs it. And but I know young, talented guys who needed it. I gave that away. And every year when I still used to stay in town, there's a shelter that helps people who've been displaced or come to Joburg and things don't go their way, female and male, that I give clothes to, because I can't give to family members because I'm the only one my size in the family. So that's how I decide.
Come on, we can make two t-shirts off of one t-shirt.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hey, big fat joke, hey? A fat joke indeed. How do you give? Do you have a methodology of giving, or is it spur of the moment thing?
For me, it's more spur of the moment, but it's also every year I clean out my closet, literally. I clean out my closet. I clean out my closet and I give either to charity, or sometimes if I know that there is a family member or even a friend who's been sabawelling a particular item and I now no longer want it, then I will tell them, listen, I have this item, I no longer want it, or it no longer fits into the aesthetic of my wardrobe at the moment. Because, you know, as women, we also fluctuate in terms of weight. The other time I was talking about letting go of clothes, because there are certain items I've been holding onto because I have this belief that I will finally fit into them. I finally let them go.
Wow.
And it's okay. You know, so I do give. The one thing I've stopped doing, though, is giving on social media. I don't do that anymore.
Hey, the scammer. Nope. One thing that some people do, our producer, whenever he shops, we were having this conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He will then, when he sees someone that is buying, and you can tell when someone is not doing so well. Let's say they're buying a Lucky Star, but it's the smallest Lucky Star. Let's say they're buying Mpupu, but it's the smallest. He sometimes goes there and then clears their bill.
That makes sense. Nice.
Go grab the bigger versions of these and then you just clear the bill because you know someone who's shopping like that is going through tough times.
Of course.
That's so sweet.
Stunning. Yeah, man.
So how I give back, because it's not always monetary, right? Mm. I do mentorships in my spare time.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, we do mentorship of young kids, have different people coming from different backgrounds. So I'd say, Mpo, this week we're talking about the radio industry, have like maybe a lawyer come and talk to children from different schools. So that's how we do it, giving back knowledge.
We're talking about the spirit of giving. How do you identify people in need and how do you give back? Maybe do you have a way or is that a spur of the moment thing? Do give us a shout, man. Voice note us on 063-688-0959. That's on WhatsApp. Ritu from Randfontein. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Paul.
Morning. How do you give away?
I'm a giver. I love giving people. I love assisting people. But now I've just started a foundation for my daughter. Where we're collecting bras, we're collecting toiletry for a boy child and a girl child, because it's so, so unfortunate for a girl to go to a school without a bra. Hey. The self-esteem also goes down. And again, for a boy child to go to school, I got my way roll on. You know, that's self-esteem. So I want to teach my kid, because she's into patience, but I don't want to keep her under patient. I just want it to be a moving thing going forward to assist others. Know that in life we live to share. It's not everybody who has what we have.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Ritu from Randfontein does not give the runs, but she definitely does give bras and any form of assistance. How do you give? Give us a shout. It's 7:31. Time for headlines.
I'm a giver. My partner and I, we give every year, whatever school uniform that's still in good form that my kids used previously, I will donate back to the schools, or I'll give it to a child that is in need that probably wears run about the same thing as the schools that my children go to. I'll donate that. And then I also like to buy food for labantu labasincedayo ukupaka imoto zethu.
I just want to say that I actually do not identify and then presume that this person is in need of this specific thing, then give it to them. I only post it or just ask if is there anyone who actually wants this thing. So if there is, then I'll give it to that person, because I have a bad experience of having identified the person wrongly that they are in need of this specific thing and they got offended.
My children's old clothes, I take them to H&M and we receive vouchers, you know, for discounts. So when I order, you know, takeaways, I order for the driver, because I know that sometimes you find that the person has been working the whole day and, you know, they rely on the tips that we give them. However, they haven't eaten, or they have to take money out of those tips and buy themselves lunch. So I order for them. Whatever I'm ordering for myself, I order a second one and then I give it to the driver. I say, it's yours. Yeah, it's the spirit of just giving and sharing.
Now I will give it a small moment thing, or like now I make you a man. Now I'll give you even Loki shorter. I don't know why. I just have that spirit. Maybe I took it from my mom, but now I'll give Tulor Mutarno, man. Can I do you? Can I go to Takadin? And I expect when we get home for 50, then I make it 100 or 150 because I know it'll go a long way for them or something. Or Mutumoto, I think. Couple of 5 rand or in town, why it gets short? I'll give. I just have that thing. Then I'm nice. I'll just take it like born.
Yeah, man, that's how we're going to wrap it up this morning. Please keep the spirit of giving alive, man. Keep it out there, you know. Let's do that. Let's not just give more December pellets.
So how I give is giving back to the community. Small item of clothing, I give it back to the children at my mom's church. She's a Sunday school teacher. And every night, me and the kids will pack a lunchbox, warm it up in the morning, put it in a nice bag, put an apple, yogurt, those plastic spoons that I always collect at the shop, takeaway shops, and I give it to either the woman at the robot sitting with children or the guys directing traffic or the recycling guy. And that way I'm teaching my kids that the spirit of Ubuntu and the spirit of giving, because I know how it feels like to be without. And it's very important that we give from the bottom of our hearts.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the Dilemma song. It was really a hit. But anyway, I also clean out my closet every year, just like Mpo, and then I give my clothes to my cousins in Zimbabwe. I always give out to family, I think. I hardly give out to like friends or strangers. I give out to family because I have family in Zimbabwe, and right now there is someone who is in hospital and there is a group that they started. They need us to contribute so that he can get the surgery that he needs. So that's where it's at for me. Mostly it's really difficult to give out outside because my own family in Zimbabwe is, they are in Zimbabwe, I mean. So I went there last year and things are not great. The roads are not great. Town is far, you know. So I always give out any extras that I have to my family in Zimbabwe.
In my family, there are young kids that don't have parents. Like there's my cousin's son whose dad was murdered 2 years ago. So like now in Jan, I went and bought school uniform for him and gave it to the cousin that lives with him. Then there's another one that is my niece's son. So the mom passed away when the son was like, I think 6 months or 8 months. Same thing, he's also in grade one this year. And I just found it in my heart to say, no man, let me just go. Buy school uniform, bought pants, bought everything, school bags, give it to the aunt, and yeah. But also most of the time, I like to buy adult nappies and give them to people that need them in hospices, and also nappies for kids. So that's how I give back.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.